Hello, it's me, Lily, a frog, who lives in a pond and loves to tell stories. I hope you're having a wonderful summer. I wonder, are there any dandelions where you are? I'm looking at one right now, and it reminds me of a story. Once upon a time, there was a little dandelion who couldn't roar. The snapdragons could roar. The tiger lilies could roar. The other dandelions could roar. But the little dandelion couldn't. He'd try, but all that would come out was a little hiccup or a whimper. His little whimper of a roar just wasn't enough to scare away the aphids or the spider mites, and they chewed up his leaves and sapped his strength, which made his roar all the more pathetic. But he didn't give up. Every day he practiced roaring. Every day. And eventually his roar went from a whimper to a sob. And from a sob to a bawl, and from a bawl to a bellow, and then from a bellow to a howl, then from a howl to a roar. The little flower was fond of roaring, especially since he worked so hard to learn how. Once he learned how to roar, he could scare away any insects that tried to harm him, and his leaves became shiny and strong. He roared all the time, morning, noon, and night. His roar went from frightening to alarming, and eventually it became terrible. All the other dandelions got pollinated, and then they folded up around a silky green and white center and sent up a puff of seeds. But the bees wouldn't come near the little dandelion, so he stayed yellow. "You should stop roaring at every bug," a sunflower told him. "Some of them are helpers, and you're scaring them away." But the little dandelion was so used to roaring that he just couldn't stop until some children wandered near him, and a pretty sister told her pretty little brother that if you blow dandelion seeds into the wind while you're making a wish, your wish comes true. And the soft curls and soft voices of the children entranced the dandelion long enough that he stopped roaring to hear what they had to say. Then he wanted to become a wish in the wind. So he practiced. He practiced every day. He practiced hearing. He practiced until his hearing became listening. And he practiced until his listening became understanding. And his understanding became a calm and golden silence. Then the helpful pollinators weren't afraid of him anymore, and he went from yellow to green to a fluffy white orb whose seeds danced in the wind until they landed in 100 places to become 100 new little dandelions who had to learn how to roar. Well, that reminds me of another story. Once in an enchanted forest, there was an ordinary little fairy named Stem who wanted to become a flower fairy. It's an important job, and not every fairy is a flower fairy. You have to be crowned by the Queen of the Fairies. The Queen of the Fairies told Stem, "I will crown you a flower fairy if you can find the answer to this important question. What is my favorite flower?" "Well, how can I know if you won't tell me?" asked the little fairy. "Talk to the flowers," said the fairy queen, "and ask them this question. Where do you most wish to live and grow? If you're a true flower fairy, you'll know when you hear the right answer." So the little fairy set out talking to the flowers, and first she asked, "A beautiful rose, where do you most wish to live and grow?" Oh, I most wish to live and grow, climbing up the important walls of important castles where important people make important decisions, said the rose. The little fairy looked into her heart and knew that the rose was not the flower the queen of the fairies loved the most. Next, she asked a tulip, where do you most wish to live and grow? In straight little perfect rows, of course, in a park where the grass is kept just so, with little signs that say stay on the path, and adults walk past manicured lawns and talk about important adult things. Well, the little fairy looked into her heart, and she knew the tulip was not the flower the queen of the fairies loved the most. Next, she asked the violet, where do you most wish to live and grow? Hiding in the woods, said the violet, with the moss and the mushrooms where no people can find and disturb me. Well, the little fairy apologized for intruding on the violet's solitude. She turned her back and she walked on. She met a narcissus next who told her that he, like all buttercups, loved to bloom near the water where he could stare at his own beautiful reflection. And the fairy walked on. Then she saw a dandelion bright in the hot sun, drinking water from deep underground. Where do you most wish to live and grow? Stem asked the dandelion. Wherever there are children, said the dandelion, I love children. I wish to grow where they play and where they live, near their homes, in their fields and gardens, even in the cracks of the sidewalks where they step. And Stem knew in her heart that the dandelion was, for sure, the queen of the fairies' favorite flower. And that is why there are so many of them. She told the fairy queen what she learned and was given a bright golden crown and golden wings so she could help dandelions and children with her flower fairy magic. And the dandelions grew bright yellow and fluffy white and spread their seeds everywhere, even as far as India, where this next story, a Sufi legend, comes from. Once, there was a man who worked his whole life to build a beautiful home. Every detail of his home was perfect. The roof, the walls, the windows, the door, the path, and of course, the garden. Until dandelions started to bloom there. Well, how can I get rid of these weeds? Asked the man. They are ruining the appearance of my beautiful home. He learned from a gardener that the only solution was to pull them up one by one, and he tried, but the more he worked, the more they seemed to multiply, and he was spending all his time digging in the dirt. So he talked to a chemist who told him there was an easier solution, to pour poison on them. So he bought some poison from the chemist, and the poison killed the dandelions and the rest of the flowers and the insects in his garden too. And it looked much less lovely than before. And the next spring, it was full of weeds again. He talked to a rich man who told him the solution was to cover the garden with rocks. If he was rich, he must be smart, figured the man. And so with great expense and effort, he had rocks hauled from all over into his yard. But the dandelions kept growing up through the rocks. The man was sad when his grandchild visited, and the little boy asked him why. I wish my home could be perfect, he told the child, but it is not. But his grandchild told him he knew the answer. He knew how to make his home perfect. How? Asked the man. What is the answer? Love the dandelions, said the child. And the man did. And his home was as beautiful as a child making a wish by blowing dandelion seeds into the wind.